Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Second hour of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show underway now. We've been talking a lot about elections. It is decision day in Wyoming and Alaska. Well, at least primary decision day, and Alaska has kind of a weird primary. But, yay, Liz Cheney's about to get the boot, so that's good news. She's going to get tossed out of office here soon. She richly deserves it. But there's another election process of sorts that has occurred that we wanted to bring to your attention here. As you know, we've been all over the progressive prosecutor issue really for as long as we've been on air together, because this has led to a massive increase. Lib, lunatic prosecutors who just think, let criminals go free. The criminal justice system is racist. Just don't even lock people up. Don't even charge them. 100 arrests? No big deal. Must have had a bad day 100 times in a row. It's resulted in less safe cities. It's resulted in more people being murdered, raped, robbed, assaulted. We all see it. We know it. The numbers all back it up. And some of the worst offenders in the progressive prosecutor pantheon are the former now DA of San Francisco, Chesa Boudin, Alvin Bragg in New York City, Kim Fox in Chicago, and Gascon of Los Angeles. Now, there is a recall effort underway, has been a recall effort, I have to say, underway to get rid of Gascon in Los Angeles after the successful recall effort to get rid of Boudin in San Francisco. And unfortunately, the recall effort has hit a little snag. Clay, there's so much going on here. This is so interesting, isn't it? To get a recall measure on the ballot for the upcoming election, you needed to have 500 for the petition. This is from the L.A. Registrar, County Registrar, 566,857 signatures. Now, they had over 700,000 signatures to recall Gascon. But we just find out today that only 520,050 signatures were found to be valid, 195,783 signatures, they have said, are invalid. Now, this is, and I've seen the reasons, there's all kinds of stuff, and we can get into some of the, what the basis is for, alleged basis for removing these signatures may be. But Clay, a lot of people are pointing to something right now. It's really interesting. What percentage of mail-in ballots in the 2020 election were rejected in Los Angeles County? Less than 1%. Basically none. What percentage of signatures to get this Gascon recall on the ballot were rejected? Almost 30%. It's about mathematically a 60x when you add it all up. For every one signature from a mail-in ballot or from a mail-in ballot in general, for every one that was rejected in 2020, 60 signatures were rejected in the Gascon effort. I have a feeling at best here, they decided to get a whole lot more strict with the rules when it was their guy who wanted the strict rules.
Yeah, and also the idea of a written recall effort feels really antiquated to me in a modern era, right? Where you're sitting and looking at every single signature, and all of these, right? We had massive issues in Michigan with a lot of the people who wanted to be on the ballot in Michigan. Now, Tudor Dixon ended up being the nominee. I spent a lot of time up in Michigan and was talking to people about this. But they had a bunch of people that they thought were going to be leading Republican contenders for governor that weren't able to get these signatures validated. It just seems like it's messy, doesn't it? I mean, when you're talking about almost 200,000 signatures being rejected, you're almost to the point now where whatever ballot measure you're trying to advocate for needs to get twice as many as the minimum number in order to feel like you even have a chance to get on the ballot itself. And getting Gascon out in LA is something that cuts across partisan lines in a substantial way, much like we saw what happened down in San Francisco with Chesa Boudin, and you didn't mention him, but Philadelphia. I mean, we've talked a little bit about the numbers.
Krasner, that's the name I left out.
Larry Krasner. Philadelphia is on pace right now for the deadliest and highest level shootings that have ever existed in the history of Philadelphia. And a lot of it is being pointed at Larry Krasner as the reason. And certainly if you're listening to us in Los Angeles now, I've been fortunate, gotten to spend a lot of time in LA over the years. I really like the city of Los Angeles. But my goodness, the amount of health and safety and danger that has changed in the last decade in LA is pretty significant. And we haven't talked much about it, Buck, but they're having a big mayoral election in Los Angeles. And that's really kind of being divided in many ways along political lines, even though both of the final two, if I remember correctly, are both Democrats. One of them was a longtime Republican developer who is now saying, hey, I'm a Democrat as well. Karen Bass is on one side. And what's the guy who's going to beat Karen Bass, hopefully? I mean, I think he's the more rational and reasonable of the L.A. mayoral candidates, and it would be a big win. And he's actually been endorsed by a lot of the people who are just fed up in Los Angeles with the collapse that they've seen there.
There's a big point of hypocrisy here as well, because in the Gascon recall effort, now Gascon is up for re-election in 2024 anyway, and it is looking very unlikely that he will be re-elected, because even Democrats realize. Look, I think I sent you a photo of it this morning, Clay. I mean, I live in Midtown Manhattan. I live within a stone's throw of Times Square, right in the heart of the city. And I walk out my front door, and there are used needles and drug baggies 50 feet from the front door. I mean, this is just what happens when you decriminalize open-air drug usage. When all of a sudden shooting up heroin in broad daylight in front of children on a crowded street is no big deal, you see a lot more of it, right? And when you don't prosecute people that are gang members and have, you know, multiple felonies already on their record, you don't give them a stiff sentence, they end up shooting somebody. And that's what's happened in Krasner's Philadelphia. You know, there were 12 people who were shot Friday night alone in Philadelphia. And I know people say, well, some weekends there's, you know, 30 or 40 shot in Chicago. Well, it's one night, and Philly is a fraction the size of Chicago. Philadelphia is going to end up having one of the highest murder rates in the entire country. And it all coincides with commie lunatic Krasner being the prosecutor who comes in and just says, prosecuting criminals feels racist to me. Which, by the way, that sentiment, I would argue, is completely
racist.
Insane, yeah. Right? Because what you're claiming with all of this is that the disparate impact of prosecution, somehow you never take into effect the disparate impact on the communities where this violence is occurring. You know, are you going to side with the 99% of minorities who are law-abiding, or the 1% in certain communities who are not law-abiding, right? But for Krasner, it's an easy decision. He's made that decision, and this is what we see. We see it spiraling out of control.
Well, let me clear this up, too. L.A. mayor race is going to come down to Rick Caruso, who is a former developer, billionaire, and former Republican, and he's going up against Karen Bass. So that's the decision that L.A. is going to have to make. To your point on Philadelphia and the allegations Larry Krasner would toss out that policing is racist, I think you destroy that argument with one analogy. And I think it's a good one that I would encourage everybody out
is
there.
Is this my men and women violent thing?
Yeah.
It's true.
As soon as you ask somebody, say, okay, it's racist, you know, because 50% of people who are going to being arrested for violent crime are black and they only represent 12% of the population, whatever it is. Say, okay, 97% of the people that are being arrested for violent crime in America regularly, certainly well over 90% in every community, you know what they are? Male. Is it sexist that police waging war on men by arresting men wildly higher percentages than their percentage of a population?
If you took the left-wing view on this, misogyny is hating women. What's the word for hating men? I'm blanking on right now.
So I don't even know. That so you, it's so
there
rarely
is a word.
Used.
There yeah. is a word, and I think it's andro something or other. I'm forgetting right now. But anyway, if you took the left-wing argument about criminal justice and race to apply it to gender, what you would go through all the same iterations. You'd say there are so many men who are in prison for crimes they didn't commit, and women get off for murders all the time. This is
misogyny.
What is often said, right? And they would
misogyny
say
or misandry. I'm not sure how you
misandry
pronounce
it. Was like, yeah, okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah. And there are so many men who are in prison who are innocent, and beyond that, we should just let a lot of men who are murderers out of prison, because clearly it can't be true that there are more men committing murders than women. Therefore, let's just empty out the prison population of murderers and see what happens. That is the argument that the left has
yes.
engaged in, just with race instead of gender involved. And, you know, you see this playing out with Krasner. You see this playing out with Gascon. But just another thing, Clay, on the process, the recall process, and how, I mean, here, they're saying things like, I pulled this up so I could see exactly the reasons they got rid of a lot, folks. Almost 200,000 signatures found to be invalid, right? Not registered, max number of times signed, different address, 32,000. That's close to being the margin. You know there were thousands of people who voted in the wrong county in Georgia in the 2020 election, and their votes were counted, and they don't seem to care. Molly Hemingway over at the Federalist has done excellent work on this. They just figure, well, they basically should count because people's votes should count, so we're just going to ignore the rules. Notice the left becomes hyper focused on ways to use integrity laws about elections or anything else when it's to their advantage. And when it's not to their advantage, those laws are racist.
Yeah. And it's systemic racism, not just racism, systemic racism. So I would ask all of you out there, the next time you hear, maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your grandkids, arguing the criminal justice system is systemically racist, just sit them down and say, is it also systemically sexist? And then walk through that argument with them and see what their reaction is. Because a lot of times when people play the systemic racism card, they expect, because there is a fear in you're racist if you question anything that has to do with systemic racism allegations, just say, yeah, you know what? In addition to being systemically racist, I think our criminal justice system is systemically sexist because men are overwhelmingly going to prison and it's not fair. And just see what the reaction is. Why are police so sexist? Why are they consistently arresting men and not arresting women?
And in order to balance things out in society, should we just arrest fewer men for violent crimes? Should we just, look, it's not fair. Clearly, men aren't just committing more violent crimes than women, the argument goes. So we should just arrest fewer men for violent crimes. This is the argument laid bare for everybody. So there you go. And what happens when you do that, by the way? There's more crime. What a shock. A smart thing you can do right now, folks, is put yourself in the best financial situation possible. That means looking into your ongoing expenses. Take action to cut back wherever you can. If you have a lot of credit card debt or high living expenses, you want to deal with that now. Call American Financing for a free, no-obligation financial consultation and learn how your home can work for you. It may be time to access that equity as cash from your home and wipe away a high-interest rate credit card debt, or any high-interest debt for that matter. You can learn more about custom options right now by calling our friends at American Financing. Look, there's no pressure, there's no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees. It is worth a 10-minute conversation with American Financing to learn more. So give them a call, 800-777-8109. Again, that's American Financing at 800-777-8109, or visit AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're going to be joined by Kelly Shabaka here in a moment in the next segment to talk about the Alaska primary election, which is going on today right now. Wyoming also having their primary election. I want to encourage you, go subscribe, Clay and Buck Podcast. We appreciate everybody out there who is doing so. You can go give us 5 stars. Also encourage you to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can see us right now. You wonder, what do these guys look like while they're actually talking? What are they wearing? Well, boom. Hello, YouTube. We appreciate all the comments. Tens of thousands of you have started to subscribe there. We were talking earlier about talking with your kids or your grandkids. Sometimes the way to convey arguments. Well, YouTube is where those kids, by and large, are going to get their news now. It's where my kids start off their day every single day. You got kids and grandkids, they're probably on YouTube way more than they're watching television or listening to traditional radio. That's my guess. And so, go subscribe to the YouTube channel. You find something you like, you can share it with them, and you will be glad that you did. Buck, I saw this. We're talking about the election that is going on. The NBA has announced that they are not going to play games on Election Day this year. And instead, all 30 teams are going to play the day before, and they are going to encourage everyone to go out and vote. I'm sure in an incredibly woke fashion. Every time I think, hey, maybe sports is starting to get back a little bit to normal and they're just going to entertain us, they do something like this. They've never taken off Election Day before. It's normal because they're entertainers. They entertain pretty much every day of the week. Instead, all 30 teams will play the day before. They will lecture us about politics, and they will not play on Election Day.
I don't think it's going to move the needle, but it does move the needle of annoying people like me. So there's that. It's not going to change. I doubt it will change any of the election outcomes, although, you know, who knows? In a super tight election, anything can. But it just goes to show you, I think, that the Democrat apparatus in all of its forms and all of its manifestations is mobilizing. They are circling the wagons. They are doing everything they can to prevent the electoral justice that they so richly deserve. I mean, this is the thing. The Democrats have sucked at running the country for the last 2 years. They just have. We all know it. We've all seen it. So I'm sorry that people now regret their votes for Biden, and I'm sorry that people were disappointed because they believed all the stupid talking points, but they shouldn't vote for the same thing because they don't want to admit that they were wrong. That's just how I feel about this. I'm not even on the COVID thing yet, and you know that's when I really lose my mind.
Well, we're going to talk with Alex Berenson at the top of the next hour about the COVID thing. Buck, one thing I do wonder about the raid is whether, I know we've talked a lot about whether Trump might announce for 2024 before the midterm. Did the raid serve as a default Trump announcement in that it basically soaked up all of the attention? And instead of pointing out all of the things that Joe Biden is doing wrong now, all of the attention is on should there or should there not have been a raid on Donald Trump?
Important question. Nashville Nostradamus. More or less likely today that Trump is going to be indicted in your mind? Meaning, is it moving more toward that or a little bit back from that?
I think it's more likely still that he's going to be indicted because I don't think you can do this raid and then basically just come up empty handed, right? I think that's hard to justify for all of the Democrat voters because you've got them all anticipatory.
I think that's right. If you own a business, this past couple of years has been rough. I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. This isn't a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. So how do you get your business this refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. Their tax attorneys are specialists in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had an increase in sales. The team at GetRefunds.com has already turned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you as well. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, but hurry, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, and we are going to be joined here shortly, I believe, by... shortly as in right this moment. Look at that. It's like magic, Clay. I just will it into existence.
There you go.
We have Kelly Shibaka with us now. She's running for Senate up in the great state of Alaska. Kelly, thanks for calling in. Appreciate you making the time. I know it's a big day.
I'm so happy to be with you, and thanks for making time for me.
So tell us about what everybody, not just across the country, but certainly in your home state of Alaska, so we got a great Alaska audience listening to this. What do they need to know about why they should go with you as the real Republican here over Lisa Murkowski as the fake Republican? Maybe I just gave too much away, but go ahead.
I think you just summed it up. But here's like three top reasons. Number one, we need someone who's going to block all those Biden nominees that are harmful for Alaska, instead of having a senator who's confirmed nearly all the radical nominees, including those leftist environmentalists who are working to shut down our state and pursue the energy annihilating agenda that's killing our fossil fuel industry and driving up gas prices. Number two, we need a senator who isn't bought and paid for by dark money from DC insiders and radical environmentalists and big tech, and instead have a senator who represents our Alaska voices and won't be bullied, silenced, and controlled by the DC insiders. And I'd say number three, We need a senator who doesn't say one thing in Alaska and do the opposite in D.C. and instead votes for what's in the best interest of Alaska. Like right now, Senator Murkowski says she supports our Second Amendment interests, but then she goes back to D.C. and works with Joe Biden and the Democrats to vote for red flag laws, and she loses her NRA endorsement and votes for gun control. Well, we love our guns up here. We have to look both ways when we walk outside our door to see if a grizzly bear is coming. So we need a senator who just talks straight.
You see, know? Clay, that's I told it. You about the grizzly bears,
yeah,
man.
I
They're
know.
Everywhere.
They really are everywhere. We're talking to Kelly Shibaka. She is a candidate for Alaska Senate. All right, so explain. Buck and I were trying to make sense of this ranked choice voting system. And obviously we are, borderline intelligent on this issue, and that's probably an exaggeration. We don't really understand it that well. So today, is it right that there will be four people who advance to the general election? And if you are, people are listening to us right now and they are big supporters of yours, what's the best way to vote both now and in November from a ranked choice perspective?
I can break it all down super simple. Today, vote Kelly, and in November, vote Kelly number one. Leave the rest of your ballot blank. Your ballot will not be disqualified. You won't lose your vote. And this is what's actually happened. Project Veritas just exposed undercover videos that Lisa Murkowski colluded with her campaign staff to deceive Alaskans and manipulate this change in our election system so she'd have some kind of a limited chance of being able to maintain the 41-year Murkowski monarchy. They hand down our Senate seat like a birthright, but it doesn't belong to the Murkowskis. It belongs to Alaska. So what we're doing is fighting to get our Senate seat back in the hands of Alaskans. She wouldn't win this primary if it was a party primary. Her career would be done today, but instead she wants to drag it on to November, and I'm confident we're going to retire her. The way that we do that is we vote Kelly number one in November. If we get 50% on round one, we win. Otherwise, what happens is number four drops off, number three drops off. Their subsequent votes go and get resorted into person one and person two. It'll be a head-to-head between me and Lisa Murkowski. But I'll tell you, I've talked to thousands of Alaskans. Even common sense Democrats are supporting us because they can't line up with Joe Biden and Lisa Murkowski. So I think we're going to win this. We just have to wait to November to do it.
Okay, Kelly, that's important because a lot of people out there listening to us right now are used to Republican primaries and Democrat primaries. If you were running against Lisa Murkowski today for the Republican nomination in Alaska, you would trounce her, right?
That's absolutely correct. She knows it. I know it. The data shows it. That's why she had to manipulate a change in the election system so she would survive.
We're speaking to Kelly Shibaka. The primary is today in Alaska. She's running for Senate there. And Kelly, I see you're a Harvard law grad from 2002. Very impressive, by the way. The decision by Murkowski to vote to impeach Donald Trump and to maintain that she is a Republican who did this. What do you think her calculation was? Like, who was she trying to please with that one? What game was she playing?
So when you look at her rhetoric and the things she's done, I think she has a personal vendetta against Donald J. Trump, whether he's president or whether he's just a citizen. The fact is, it's not constitutional to impeach somebody who's no longer holding office as president or in any position in the government. It's just a personal vendetta for her. But Lisa Murkowski can't really hold herself out as a Republican when she's voting with Chuck Schumer 20% more often than she votes with Ted Cruz. And when she's voting with Joe Biden 70% or more of the time, she's often that tie-breaking vote on nominees or on legislation for Joe Biden, just saving Kamala the walk down Pennsylvania Avenue. We all know up here in Alaska that she's not a Republican. Our Republican Party has actually censured her and removed her from membership. The only people who are still pretending she's Republican really is Mitch McConnell. And we can't figure out why, because up here in Alaska, she looks like a Democrat. She talks like a Democrat. She walks like a Democrat. Her campaign is run by Democrats and funded by Democrats. That makes you a Democrat.
Just wondering,
so,
Kelly,
if you're going to classify
Sarah Palin,
it like that, that's what it is.
Sarah Palin's running in a congressional race up there. Any thoughts on that one? Just, you know, she's somebody who really put Alaska on the national political map some years ago. Any thoughts at all?
That one's going to be a tight race. So that's to close and finish our vacant congressional seat from when our congressman passed away earlier this year. And that one's going to be decided today. And she has a very tight race with another Republican who's been endorsed by our Republican Party. So we'll see what happens up here. They're splitting the vote, and then there's a Democrat in that race, and that's the ranked choice election. So we're going to see how that plays out today. She's got a lot of support, but so does her challenger, her Republican challenger. We'll see what happens.
Kelly, you got a law degree, as Buck just mentioned. I do, too. And we've talked a ton about this Mar-a-Lago raid by the FBI. What was your reaction when you heard it happened?
You know, something that Buck and I share in common is our background in national security. I spent over a decade doing oversight of the FBI. I come from the watchdog world. So not only from my past as a recovering lawyer, but my past as doing oversight of the FBI, this is very disturbing. We're seeing that there's a violation of the equal treatment of law, and we're seeing a concern here. At least we need to ask questions why they didn't use least intrusive means. That's our Fourth Amendment protection. We need to ask why didn't they just enforce their subpoena to ask for documents instead of going in with a warrant and invading a home and flipping over things and looking in safes and people's clothes. These are the kind of questions we need to ask, because it looks like a politicization and weaponization of law enforcement against political enemies and opponents. And you're not doing that against other people who are political friends and allies. And that's concerning. So it's time for Congress to ask some hard questions. It's time to hold DOJ and FBI officials accountable. And there's lots of ways to do that.
Kelly, good luck today. Good luck in November. I'm sure we'll talk to you again. She is Kelly Shibaka. She is running for the Alaskan Senate seat that is currently occupied by Lisa Murkowski. Thank you for the time.
Thanks. And I'm at kellyforak.com. If people want to learn more, have a great day.
Thank you.
Awesome. I want to tell you all about our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell has got right now brand new, breaking news, all season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98, only for a limited time. My wife has already bought these. She sleeps in the slippers. I can't believe it. We got a sixth grade football game today. My sixth grader is going to play his first JV football game. Probably she's going to be wearing the slippers there. These things go everywhere with her, indoors, outdoors. She sleeps in them. She absolutely loves them. She bought them for all of her friends, and right now for only $29.98, you can join the Slipper Club. All you have to do is go on MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, use the promo code Clay and Buck to receive this incredible limited time offer. 1 year warranty on these slippers, 60-day money-back guarantee. You will love them. MyPillow.com. $29.98. Get some for you and your friends. All you have to do is use the promo Clay and Buck. You can also call 800-792-3269. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use that phrase, that code, Clay and Buck.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is Prize Picks. No surprise. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the Prize Picks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Closing out second hour, we're going to be talking with Alex Berenson. Let me give you a little preview for what I think this conversation with Alex Berenson is so important. And sometimes we can ask him questions, but a lot of you may not be familiar with this. Buck, I think I mentioned this on Friday because Alex had it up on his Substack. So almost everybody out there understands that China restricts what its citizens are able to see on the internet. And obviously they have the historic Great Wall of China. They have effectively built a Great Wall of China for the internet too. And they restrict websites you can go to, which information, opinions can be distributed. It really is all-encompassing, and it's being run by the government. What has happened in the United States, Buck, and this is scary, is everyone out there listening to us right now, even most Democrats, would say, okay, the government deciding what you can see on the internet is a clear violation of the First Amendment and state action, and it shouldn't be occurring. But what is occurring, and what Alex Berenson has got literally written receipts of, is the Biden White House has been putting pressure on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, social media companies, and saying, why are these people allowed to share these opinions? And so what we're ending up with is a default American restriction of First Amendment speech that is being led and cheerleaded by the Biden White House, but implemented by big tech companies, and so that nexus has made it difficult to try to attack censorship there. Did I make that understandable, I hope, to everybody out there who may not be active on social media and you may not care, right?
Yes, I mean, there were rules. There are rules about the government, even on the intelligence community side, for example. You know, you can't pay someone to do something on behalf of the government that would be illegal for you to do, right?
Yeah,
so,
that's a good
so
point.
So this is why, you know, otherwise we just say, hey, we can't, we're not,
we're not
torturing anybody, you know, they're torturing people, right?
Yeah,
I mean, this,
right.
And we wouldn't have to go through the memos and all the, you know, the waterboarding and all that stuff.
Right.
So it's illegal to do something to others that you and the government can't do yourself, which obviously makes sense. But this is, well, see, we're going to talk to him about this in a minute. What Alex Berenson has here is the crossing of the bright red line of the First Amendment by the federal government. This is no longer, hey, they're implying that maybe there should be more action taken. And as we know, the federal government has enormous sticks and clubs to bring to bear against any company that doesn't do their bidding. This is swat that guy down, that individual private citizen. He's saying stuff that hurts our agenda that we don't like.
Yes.
So, you know, this is a huge, an egregious First Amendment violation. And I think the part of this that's going to be really interesting is, Clay, he's not the only one.
Yeah.
There are others. It's just a question of whether you can get the docs, which is why him bringing this lawsuit. By the way, I saw him in the lobby of Fox News yesterday. I think we might have to ask him if he can dunk. He's like 6'4". You know that? He's a big dude. Surprising. I mean, he's not O'Reilly big. O'Reilly could play center for the Knicks, but Berenson's kind of a big, surprisingly tall fellow.
That's interesting. I will have to ask him what his basketball background was, and what he thinks about the NBA deciding.
I bet he's got a nice jump shot and can go left. I'm just throwing that out.
I think Alex is a pretty good sports fan, if I remember. But what he has is, I believe it's Andy Slavitt, who was one of the top advisors of the Biden White House for COVID, in a meeting with Twitter, wanted to know why Alex Berenson was being allowed to continue to have a Twitter account. And shortly after that meeting, Alex Berenson was taken off of Twitter. So, look, this is not what we talked about on this show, Buck. Remember when the White House came out and Jen Psaki lectured everyone and said, hey, tech companies, you better be careful what people are saying on your platforms. And then Joe Biden came out and said, you're killing people because of the information that was there, which actually all ended up being true, by the way. So they were trying to censor accurate information because it conflicted with their preferred media narrative. And we should probably mention it's only a story because of the extreme hypocrisy in the Biden White House. But Jill Biden, Dr. Jill Biden, as all the left-wingers would have you say, has gotten 4 COVID shots. And she now has tested positive for COVID as well. She's trying to kill our grandma's buck.
I have to remind everybody that for about the first 18 months of COVID, there was this really despicable game that the lib media played whereby if you were opposed to masking, eventually opposed to vaccine mandates when those came out, but opposed to lockdowns, and you got COVID, it was always, what did you do? You know, maybe if you took the virus, this is why we say things. If you follow Clay and me on Twitter, we'll say things like, should have taken the virus more seriously, because they made it to serve their political purposes. They made getting COVID a moral failing and one that was subjective, meaning when libs got COVID, it was they did everything possible.
Yes.
But when anyone else got COVID, especially if you were vocal about opposing this stuff, it was, see, that's what you get for not taking the virus
seriously. That's 100%
right. And I always objected to this. People would ask me, not even trying to be mean, they'd say, you know, I had it twice, you had it twice. Say, where'd you get it? As if it's like a flat screen TV that I picked up yesterday. It's like, I don't know where I got it.
The number of people that are continuing, I think Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, I think they announced yesterday he's had 4 shots and now he's had COVID a couple of times. The number of people that have gotten 4 shots and are testing positive for COVID is continuing to grow at such a rate. We talked about yesterday the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, I believe, tested positive. Did you go through and read some more of those comments,
he
Buck?
He prefers pronunciation Bourla. You have to roll the R.
That was one of my favorite
The four condoms, but my wife got pregnant anyway. I'm so glad I used the 4 condoms is one of the funniest internet comments I've seen in a very long time.
I just love the fact that they have stopped protecting Moderna and Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and the COVID shot because for a long time, you couldn't ridicule them. And what I saw beneath the Bourla is the masses are waking up. There's a lot of sheep that have been running off the side of a hill, a lot of lemmings, I should say, I guess, that are suddenly saying, hey, maybe running off the side of this hill just because everybody's doing it is not the smart play.
You know, the lemming thing is not true.
Really?
The lemming thing is made up. Lemmings do not run off a cliff to their death. Maybe I'll get more into this. This is very interesting, actually.
Well, we've slandered lemmings for no reason.
We've been slandering lemmings for no reason. Lemmings
do
not jump off cliffs. They are actually little furry animals that like to stay alive, just like all others. And it goes back to a 1958 Disney video, Clay, that won an Oscar for Best Documentary, where the lemmings were jumping in the water. It's all staged, man. Kind of like the Mar-a-Lago raid.
No! I can't believe it.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Truth. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.